This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday the military alliance and Russia have agreed to try to schedule more meetings despite tensions over Moscow's military buildup near Ukraine. Speaking after chairing a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council, Stoltenberg said both parties expressed the need for dialogue and to explore a schedule of future meetings, but he said any talks about Ukraine would not be easy.
All this means that our dialogue is difficult, but even more necessary. NATO allies stress that they will make every effort to find a political way forward.
Stoltenberg told reporters that there were significant differences between NATO allies and Russia on this issue. The talks come during a week of high-stakes diplomacy and a U.S.-led effort to prevent preparations for what Washington believes could be a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has more than 100,000 troops, tanks, and heavy equipment along its border with Ukraine, but denies it is planning an attack. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized to lawmakers for attending a lockdown party. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Johnson's acknowledged for the first time he went to the May 2020 garden party at his Downing Street office, though he said he'd considered it a work event to thank staff for their efforts during the pandemic. Johnson's facing a tide of anger from the public and politicians over claims he and his staff flouted pandemic restrictions by socialising when it was banned. Some members of his Conservative Party say he should resign if he can't quell the furore. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of